make some noise in here. Stand to your feet and clap your hands. Somebody scream in here. Whoa! Come on, everybody, let's celebrate it. Come on. CJ, are you ready? Can't nobody love.
worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
lifted me. Love.
Not religion.
Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was your love.
When nothing else.
/7:20 here on Sounds of Praise. On this last set, we heard the West Angeles Church of God in Christ Mass Choir with I Just Want to Praise You and the Greatest Thing. Pastor John P. Key and New Life followed with, Pastor John P. Key and Miranda Curtis in the New Life Community Choir. We're next with No Greater Love and Ain't Nobody. And we just conclude the set with Anthony Brown. I guess this is one of the top hits here on Sounds of Praise for 2016 as well as 2017. And the titles, the medley's entitled Worth and Love Lifted Me. Okay, 7:20 to Sounds of Praise time. Time for us to enter into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Tamela Mann, along with Kirk Franklin, with Take Me to the King. And Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir are going to follow with Pray as we enter into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King.
Thank you.
It's 7:31 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we are praising God with D. D is praising God for healing of his right Achilles. He's been having pain in his right Achilles for a couple of days now, but God has come out to his rescue and healed him. And he wants us to join in with him and give God praise and thanks for healing his right Achilles tendon. Then there's Michelle of Medford praising God for touching her body and feeling a lot better, still looking to God to deliver her from smoking, but she's going to be able to go to church today. Michelle of Medford going to church today. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, because you're God and beside you there is none other. When medicine doesn't work and science is not there to meet our needs, Lord, you are there. You proclaim yourself to be our healer. Even back in the Old Testament, you said, by your stripes we would be healed. And so therefore we claim healing and rejoice with D today as he's praising you for healing his right Achilles tendon. Father, we thank you, Lord, being able to touch your servant and pray, oh God, you would continue to minister powerfully in his life. And may his life be a greater blessing in the days which are ahead as he tells others of the wondrous things he's received from your hand. And may many be born into the kingdom through his life and through his testimony is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you continue to touch her body. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done already. She still has a few more procedures to go through. But we pray you will be with her in all of them even before the procedures are done. We pray that your healing power would move powerfully in her life and she might be used by you to tell others of the wondrous things she's received from your hand. And may many be born into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony. We pray, Lord, she go to church today. She receive from your word exactly what is needed so she might continue to direct her life in the way you would have her to go as she follows the path that you have for her. It's our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. I want to inform you, if you don't know already, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or if you wish, you can write it to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V's and Vernon, B's and Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive it, I'll begin praying for you immediately, or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. If no one's there, just leave a message and we'll get it. And I said, as soon as we get it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry. 7:35 is the Sounds of Praise time. If you just tuned in, you've missed some great music. We've been bringing you great gospel medleys, and this one falls right into that category. William McDowell here on Sounds of Praise with Send the Rain, Heavens Open, Rain Only Matters for Those Who Are Expecting a Harvest. You are going to be blessed.
Generation, can't you sense it? Can't you sense it? I hear it. 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 I hear the sound of revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room. sound of revival. Oh God, we want it now. I don't know about you, but I'm sensing this. God, we need it. We will wait for you, 'cause all we want is you. Lord, we will wait for you, 'cause all we want is you. Oh,
we will wait for you,
'cause all we want is you. Yes, God.
We've been praying, we've been told, now we're crying, heaven send us.
Can I get some people who have some seeds in the ground to just begin to declare that? Just help me out. I just want to hear you sing it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Come on, say it real big, say it. Come on, can you just say it one more time in this room? Let faith rise with you. Come on, say it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Let me tell you something, rain only matters to those who have seed in the ground. If you don't have seed in the ground, rain is a nuisance. But if you've been planting some things, if you've been praying some things, when the rain comes, you can expect a harvest. Follow. This is for everybody who's been sowing a seed in a dry season. And you keep saying, I wonder where my harvest is. The harvest is connected to the rain. I'm telling you, there's a revival coming to this land. God is about to send the rain to this land, and every seed that you've sown and every prayer that you pray is about to come forth in harvest. That's why we say, we've been praying.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Michael Dotton Ministries presents the 11th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, April 29th, 2017, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 69 North Hampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship pastors, liturgical dancers, songwriters, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 20 workshops will be offered. Come and experience this life-changing conference. The ministry has extended the registration discount. Register by Monday, March the 27th, and save. Early bird costs $60 per person. Regular costs $70 per person after March 27th. Group costs eight or more, $50 per person by March 27th. For details and registration, go to michaeldotton.com for more information. Equipping the Church for Authentic Worship. Michael Dotton Ministries presents the 11th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, April 29th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 North Hampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. Register by Monday, March 27th, and save. Early bird costs $60 per person. Regular cost $70 per person after March 27th. Group costs eight or more, $50 per person by March 27th. For details and registration, go to michaeldotton.com or you may call 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703. The North Shore Christian School invites you to save this date. Jogathon 2017 on Friday, April the 7th from 12:30 to 2:30 in their Beverly and Lynn campuses. This pledge drive fundraiser kicks off On March the 13th, students will collect pledges for the number of laps that they can jog around our facilities in 20 minutes. Parents and friends of NSCS are also invited to participate as runners, volunteers, or superhero cheerleaders. There will be a free post-race celebration. We would appreciate the support of businesses or individuals to help underwrite the cost of this event. Contact development at northshorechristian.org. That's development at nschristian.org. If you would like to participate as a runner, volunteer, or sponsor, that's Friday, April the 7th, 12:30 to 2:30 in Beverly and Lynn campuses of the North Shore Christian School. By the grace and mercy of God, the ministry of the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, which is the parent organization of Sounds of Praise, will be expanding with additional ministries in 2017. One of the new ministries will be the publication of my first book entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. Included in that book will be information about the Living Word Correspondence Course Institute. Also in 2017, for those of you in the greater Boston area, we're planning to launch the Living Word Institute Extension Course Series. When these three new ministries become operational, we believe that our God has even greater things in store for us to follow in 2017 as well. So stay tuned to Sounds of Praise for additional information regarding the plans that God has for us, that we might glorify His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow His great gospel to bring the gift of salvation and all of His inherent blessings into multitudes of lives in the days ahead. We solicit your prayers in our behalf. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a event that you believe that our Sounds of Praise audience will be interested in, you need to get it to us on your stationery or your letterhead at least 4 weeks in advance of the event, so we have plenty of time to get it on the air. You can send it to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156.
Life is everlasting if you trust in Him.
Okay, 7:58, time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Hope you enjoyed the program. We'll be back next. I have a special program coming up next Sunday. Next Sunday would be my mother's birthday, and my dad was also born in April the 12th. She's born April the 2nd. And so next Sunday, I'm going to have a program I'm going to dedicate to my mom and dad. They're no longer with us, but the name of the program is going to be I Will Always Love You. They implanted so much in my heart and in my life, my growing years, that I think, hey, why not? We're going to honor mom and dad on next Sunday. And the following Sunday, I believe, is Palm Sunday. I'm working on my Palm Sunday and my Resurrection Sunday programs. I haven't got any clue as to what the themes are going to be. But Palm Sunday was the day that I got saved back in 1958, back in the Army. So maybe I'll bring up some of those old memories. And Resurrection Sunday, we're still waiting on the Lord for both of those programs. So anyway, keep us in prayer. Like I said, this is your host, Donnelly Brown. So hopefully you enjoyed the program today. I enjoyed bringing it to you. And I hope to be here next Sunday with a program dedicated to my mom and dad. And if by chance I can't see you here next Sunday, I'm going to be looking for you over there.